ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
One of Russia's tactics in its war with Ukraine has been to divide opinion among the world's Orthodox Christians. Vladimir Putin styles himself as a champion of Orthodox communities. In Greece and the Middle East, he's tried to marshal sympathy among Christians. Dr. Manos Karyanis specialises in international security at King's College London. He was in Australia recently with the Affinity Intercultural Foundation.
There are some groups within the Greek society that they have very strong views. They feel relatively close to Russia. They will identify Russia not just as a fellow Orthodox country, but also as, let's say, a bastion of conservative values, bastion of Christian values. Greece is not a monolithic country, so in my opinion, those Greeks that live in the northern part of the country, in Macedonia, usually they feel closer to Russia than people from Crete or from some Aegean islands. But yes, it's true that, you know, for years there was a kind of special relationship. The war in Ukraine, things changed dramatically. Yeah.
Greece now hosts, I believe, quite a sizable population of Ukrainian refugees, doesn't it?
Yes, more than 70,000.
70, more than 70,000.
Yeah. Some of them are of Greek origin, ethnic Greeks from Mariupol, the city of Mariupol. But, you know, to be fair, it's not that Greece didn't have its own relationship with Ukraine, because Odessa, the city of Odessa, has a very special position in the modern Greek history. It was the place where a secret society, Philikia Eteria, the friendly society, this is their title in English, was established in the early 19th century to prepare the Greek Revolution. So the Greek Revolution started outside of what is today Greece. Mm. So there are strong historical links with the Ukrainian society and the existence of a sizable Greek community in Ukraine in places like Odessa, Mariupol, also meant that Greece had its own relationship with Ukraine. But overall, I think a significant percentage of the Greek people for years, and I mean still is the case, feel relatively close to Russia. There is a cultural affinity, let's say.
Yeah.
That meant that it was not an easy decision for the Greek government, the current government, to support Ukraine from the very beginning. It was not that easy.
To what extent has the Ukraine war divided the Orthodox world?
So in Ukraine, there were different groups of Orthodox Christians. There was one sizable community of Orthodox Christians, mostly Russian speakers, but not necessarily only Russian speakers. There were also some Ukrainian speakers. They were under the jurisdiction, let's say, of the Russian church. And that created some tensions with the Ukrainian state, because the Russian church, you know, was very visible in Ukraine. I'm talking about the period before the war.
Yeah.
So they thought that this is almost something like a national security issue. So the Ukrainian government was trying to support the Orthodox Church of Ukraine, which was, let's say, the indigenous church. The problem with that church was that the church didn't have any recognition. The only institution that can provide this recognition and basically to offer some legitimacy is the Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople, based in Istanbul.
Yeah, Bartholomew.
Bartholomew. So in January 2019, the Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople granted full independence to the Ukrainian Church, the Orthodox Ukrainian Church. The biggest group at that time, before the war, in Ukraine, was consisting of Ukrainians following the Russian Church. And then there was the second largest group was the Ukrainian Church. And there were also some others in the western part of Ukraine. They are Orthodox, but they will recognize the Pope as their leader. So there are different groups there. But the whole thing became a political issue, because there were serious policy implications. The result of all that is that the Russian church, that is under the heavy control of the Kremlin, perceived the move as a hostile move by the Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople. They thought that the Patriarch crossed a red line there, that his motives were not spiritual or non-political, that was an act of geopolitics, that he had to do that because the American government encouraged him to do it. The situation now, as we speak, is that there is so much division rather than unity in the Orthodox world, that has created many tensions.
Yeah. I'm also thinking about Putin playing a kind of geopolitical hand in the Middle East, where there are large Christian populations.
Absolutely.
How much did that factor into his thinking?
There is a history there. The history is that the Russian Empire was presenting itself as the protector of Orthodox Christians for centuries. It was not just the Greeks or other Orthodox nations in the Balkans. It was also the Christians of the Middle East, of those that used to live in the Ottoman Middle East, let's say, yes. Countries like Syria, Lebanon, that at that time they were just provinces of the Ottoman Empire. So there is this tradition. When the Syrian leader Assad invited Russia to intervene in the civil war, the Russians had that relationship with the Assad family for years, but also they felt that they can use the Christian population of Syria, at that time it was almost 1 million people, use them as a bargaining chip, that they can portray themselves as the protector of Christianity. The narrative was that, okay, we are here to support Christianity, to support pluralism, so that the country will not disintegrate and the country will not fall in the hands of the jihadists. But we know now that the Russian foreign policy was not about that. It was about demonstrating certain capabilities. It was about creating a sphere of influence. It was not about spirituality. It was not about supporting fellow Christians. Now that the Russians are not there, the Russians have left after the fall of the Assad regime, the Christians, the poor Christians, are on their own. They have no protector like they thought they had. And it's up to the European Union. It's up to Greece, it's up to Cyprus to offer some kind of support to those isolated Christian communities. Otherwise, they will be forced to leave the country.
Dr. Menos Karyanis of King's College London.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.